spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hi, I'm Shirish. Today I'm going to show you how to work with InfoPath Customized List offline in SharePoint Workspace. So before we begin the demo, let's talk a little bit about the scenario. A fictitious company, Fabricum, wants to manage the assets in their lab using SharePoint List. They want to be able to do this both in online as well as offline case. So Fabricum has decided to use InfoPath to customize their SharePoint List and SharePoint Workspace for their offline story. Let's take a look at the asset tracking list. I'm going to point your attention to the categories field. Categories field is a lookup to another SharePoint list, which is the categories list. Let's go ahead and customize the form. Let me call out your attention back to the categories dropdown and the projects dropdown. Categories dropdown, as I mentioned before, is a lookup to another SharePoint list. Projects dropdown is pulling information from Fabricum's project management database, for which I've created a secondary data connection. Here is the secondary data connection, which pulls information from a projects table. I have checked store a copy of the data in the form template because we'll be working offline with this form. So now that we have the form designed, I'll go and click on Quick Publish to publish the form back to the server. I close the form, go back to the SharePoint list, and click on Sync to SharePoint Workspace to bring the form offline in SharePoint Workspace. That opens up SharePoint Workspace Sync dialog. I'll click OK. SharePoint Workspace does some initialization and then goes ahead and syncs your list. Now that the sync is complete, I'll open the workspace. Notice that the asset tracking list has been brought down. I'll go ahead and create a new list item. At this point, I can work totally offline in SharePoint Workspace. And I'm going to go and disconnect the network cable. So here you go. We have the network connection off. So now I'm working offline in SharePoint Workspace. I'll go ahead and fill the list item. Notice that the categories dropdown is pulling information from a SharePoint Workspace categories list. Although we are offline, we are able to get this data. And projects is also pulling information from an offline cache. I save the list item in SharePoint Workspace. So whenever we get back online, SharePoint Workspace will trigger an auto-sync, and it will push the data back into SharePoint. So now I'm going to go back and connect the network cable. And now that we're online, I'll go and manually sync the tool by clicking on Sync Tool, which pushes the data back to SharePoint list. So I can go here and see that the second list item will now be present on SharePoint. So there you go. That's the list item which I published and saved back from SharePoint Workspace. So that concludes my video on InfoPath customized SharePoint list offline in SharePoint Workspace. Thanks for watching and have a good day.